you've got to be aware of what the tools are that are in your own particular personal armamentarium. So let's talk about where we're going in depositions and some rules to follow. Rule one, and this was touched on earlier, but I want to emphasize it again because I think it is really critically important. And that is rule one of deposition. You're there for a reason. Why are you taking it? Do not follow a predictable script. You know, I tell my plaintiffs when they're about to be deposed, okay, it's a young lawyer. He's going to come in. He's going to have a yellow pad. He's going to have 14 pages of questions, and he's going to read them all. And it doesn't really matter what you say because he's just reading all his questions. And he's going to start with, tell me your name. Have you ever had any other names? Where do you live? Where'd you live before that? Tell me all the other places you've lived. And I'll tell my clients because they're going to be worried. They're going to be afraid. They're going to screw up in some way. And of course, I'm sitting next to them and they're a little scared. They don't want to disappoint me. They don't want to mess up the case. And I tell them, you know, by about question 25, you are going to be so bored, you're going to start checking your watch because this guy is just going through the motions. And it really, maybe because there's someone looking over his shoulder, I don't know, but what a pointless exercise. Versus the example that Mark Lanier gave earlier, and I saw my law partner do the same thing. And I've done it, and it's tremendously effective. This was the key expert on the other side. You know, by the time you get to experts, you really ought to know what it is you've, as Mark said, you've got to get. And I walked into a deposition. There were 25 people in the room. It was a very big, complicated case. This was the expert. And I walked in with a blank yellow pad and just plopped it down on the table, sat down and asked him my 20 questions. And then fished around and couldn't stop myself and had to. But the key was I didn't start with the equivalent of tell me every place you've ever lived. Didn't follow a predictable script. And it is a particularly impressive and effective tactic when you know where you're going. Now, some, you know, if you're just doing pure discovery in a deposition, as Liz was talking about, then it's who, what, when, how, why, where, and you're not leading and you're getting information. But if you're coming in there and it's the expert on the other side and you're getting ready for trial, don't follow a script like that. Just dig into your stuff that you know you've got to get and get it. So that's rule one. Rule two, and this is my favorite rule, never go back once you get a cookie. And what do I mean by that? And Liz touched on this, and I agree with it 100%. You're in the deposition, and the witness hands you a cookie. They say something they were trying not to say. And I'm not talking about somebody who's misled or somebody who got confused. And in fact, if someone is confused and they say something that I know they totally don't mean, I will go back in part to establish my fairness with them, but also in part because I think it's the ethical and proper thing to do. And I will say, you know, you just told me that it was Tuesday, but we're looking at the medical records and I think you're wrong. And of course, it sounds like now you're arguing with them and you have to do it right. Otherwise, the lawyer's sitting there going like you're arguing with the witness. I know I'm arguing with the witness, but the witness just said something they didn't mean and I don't want to have to fix it later. Let's fix it now. And I think with proper collegiality, and if you do know your opponent and you know the lawyer on the other side, it is much more effective to do that. But that is not the kind of cookie I'm talking about. What I'm talking about cookie-wise is this person has been fighting you tooth and toenail. They're not going to give you diddly-doo, right? I mean, is it Tuesday? No, it is not Tuesday. Today is Wednesday. It doesn't matter. They're just not going to give it to you. Well, when they do hand you a cookie, you remember Gollum at the end of Lord of the Rings where he gets the ring back and he's dancing around with it and he flings himself backwards into the pit, right? And destroys the ring. Well, you're dancing around with the cookie, showing it to the whole world. You're going to fall into the pit. The cookie is there. The court reporter has recorded it. If it's non-stenographic, the video has recorded it. It is immutable. It is there for all time. If you mess around with it long enough, even the dimmest dinglebat is going to figure out, oh, I probably shouldn't have said that. Well, ma'am, what I meant was, you know, you got... No surprise, I can get going pretty fast. Oh, ma'am, you were going really fast there. I'm sorry, I didn't say exactly what I meant. leave the dang cookie alone. You've got it. It's recorded. Save it. If you do your usual thing at the end of the deposition, sir, have I been courteous to you? Of course, every once in a while you can't ask that, but most of the time you can. Have I been courteous to you? You've understood, you've answered to the best of your ability. You tie that little bow on there in case they figure it out, which they will. But don't never go back once you get the cookie. You don't need to keep messing with it. You got what you needed, you move on. Techniques. What happens? You get an unexpected answer, or you're not sure, you know, something happens that you didn't think was going to happen. Three possible techniques, and these are my favorites. Sometimes, and we'll go through them, sometimes you want to save your whatever for trial. Sometimes you want to save it for later in the deposition. Sometimes you have to circle around it. What am I talking about? What do I mean by save it or save it for trial? This hero, this is a case involving a heroic physician who prescribed the wrong medication for a patient, and she died as a result. And when we were deposing him, he's the defendant, out of the blue, he comes up with his own little theory, and he had a little piece of paper there where he had written it down.